This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I've got an amazing share, an amazing halachic topic for the first part of this evening, the halacha share, and that is the birchas ha'ureach, the guest's blessing for the balabais, for the host in benching. It is, of course, connected to this week's parsha, because at the beginning of the parsha, Avraham Avinu extends amazing hospitality to the three malachim, to his guests, and therefore it's an interesting opportunity to discuss the topic of the Birchas Ha'oreach, this special bracha that the guest gives the balabais. The background is a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, if you're listening online and you want the sheets, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com and I'll happily send you the sheet. The Gemara in Brachas says this, Bal Ha'bayis Boitzea V'oreach Mevorech. The rule is, the balabais should make moitzi and should cut the challah, but the oreach, the guest, should be the one to lead benching. Why is that? Interesting answer to the Gemara. It says the Gemara then, Brachas Menvov, balabais boitzea, the balabais makes moitzi and cuts the challah, kadei sheyivtze ba'ayin yofa, so that he should cut a generous portion of challah. Because if you think about it, maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the your machabed, the guest, to make moitzi and to cut the challah, and the balabais benches. Why is it the other way around? Says the Gemara, better that the balabais cuts the challah, makes hamitzi and cuts the challah, because he'll cut a generous portion of challah. Once had a friend who told me that he was on a certain diet, and he was allowed one slice of challah per Shabbos meal. But then he sort of winked at me and said, you should see the slice of challah that I cut myself. So that's the point. The balabais will cut a more generous, large piece of challah for his guests. V'oreach mevorech, and the guest is the one who benches. Why? Says the Gemara, kadei sheyevorech balabais, that he benches the balabais. Says the Gemara, my mevorech, what bracha does he make? Says the Gemara, the nusach of the bracha. Yehi rotzon shelo yevash balabais ba'olam hazeh. May it be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the balabais should not have any embarrassment, ba'olam hazeh. Says the Avudraham, it's in the fourth box, commenting on this the nusach of this bracha, which is slightly different to the way we have it today, that he shouldn't experience any poverty. The lo yikolim lo'olam haba, says the Avudraham, pirush machmas avonos sheyu biyodov, he shouldn't experience any embarrassment in the world to come because of avaras that he may have done. The Rebbe Moisif Bodvarim, and Rebbe adds to the bracha, he should succeed, be very successful in all his assets and all his property and his business dealings. And his business dealings, his property, his assets should be close to the city. Why is that? So the Avudram brings Rashi, who explains, if your property, if your factory, if your farm, your fields are near where you live, you'll be able to keep an eye on them better. Okay, a well-known bracha that is said. The Avudraham says, why do we say dvahira avera? Why is it that we bench the balabais that he should not do an avera, but he shouldn't even think about doing an avera? Says the Avudraham, interestingly, thinking about the Avera, in a way, is worse than doing the Avera itself. V'atam bozeh, says the Avudraham, ki ha'oiva Avera, someone who does an Avera, choyta begufay, he's sinning physically. V'amahareba, but a person who contemplates an Avera, choyta besichloi, he's thinking about it, shemimenu yovoy ha'hira, because that's the seat of thought. And the intellect is more choshev, more important than the guf, and therefore it's worse to do the hirra avera. So there we have the background to this Gemara. The Avudraham also says, and indeed others comment and say, that there is a smach for this bracha in the very words of benching. When we say, what is the source for benching? We know benching, birchas hamazon, is one of the very rare mitzvahs min ha-Torah that we can do on a daily basis. There are only two brachas which are min ha-Torah. One is Birchas HaMazon and one is Birchas HaTorah. And the source for Birchas Hamazon is, of course, V'achalta V'sovata U'veirachta Es Hashem Elokecha. Now, what S we know is always L'Rabbis. For example, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira Yufir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es L'Rabbis Tamidei Chachamim. The S comes to include something else. What is that? Tamidei Chachamim. So V'achalta V'sovata U'veirachta Es Hashem Elokecha, what does the S come to include? Says the Avodram and others quoted in the name of Yerushalmi, L'Rabbis Balabais, to include benching, not just Hashem for the meal that you ate, but to include thanking the Balabais for the meal, which for the hospitality which he extended. Now, it's an interesting thing that this bracha has become more sort of, there's been more awareness about this bracha in recent years. I remember growing up, many benches didn't have it, and I'm sure many of you have been at meals where the person, the guest, wants to make the Birchas Areach, the Hirotzen, towards the end of benching, and he looks in one bench and might not be there, and he'll find the bench which has it in it. So the question is a bit of a chicken and egg. Is it that, you know, the benches now have it in it, and therefore we say it more? Or is it we say it more, and therefore the benches have it in? It's interesting and difficult to know. But either way, it seemed to sort of go out of fashion, this bracha, and did so for a number of years. The question is, why did this bracha become less popular in recent times? So I heard two answers. I heard this on a shir from Rabbi Arya Leibowitz, and he mentioned a couple of answers, and he said that one answer possibly could be that really there are only four brachas in Birchas Hamazon. The first bracha starts Hazones Ha'ilam, Baruch Atah Hashem Hazones Hakol. That's instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu, composed by Moshe Rabbeinu. The next bracha begins Neid Elecho and ends Baruch Atah Hashem Al Ha'aretz V'Hamazon. That was Yehoshua. The third bracha, Rachein No, ending of Vnei Yerushalayim HaKodesh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bodi Baruch Mo Yerushalayim Amen, that was composed by David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. And then the fourth bracha was added later in Yavne, Baruch Atah Hashem Okelovinu, it's HaTov HaMeitiv, and it ends at Al Yechasreinu. And indeed, that is the end of Birchas Hamazon. All the continuation of the Harachmons, etc., that is later additions. And indeed, the Vilna Gaon, and even till today, there are those who stop at Al Yechasreinu. In fact, I mentioned to Rabbi Hartman today, he told me that Rav Hutner always finished at Al Yechasreinu. One time he was asked to bench in public, and he benched, and he said, you know, when he finished Al Yechasreinu, they said, carry on, say the rest. He said, I need a bench because I don't know the rest. I never say further than Al Yechasreinu. Okay, so therefore, there were later additions. One of the later additions was the Harachamon. The Harachamon says, who you bench the Balabais, Yivarech is Balabais, Hazeh, etc., etc. So therefore, some suggest that that is included, the Birchas Areach is included in that. The difficulty is that it seems strange we sort of discount a bracha that the Gemara mentioned, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Aleph Sif Aleph, that we discount that for a later composed Harachamon. It seems a strange answer. Another answer which the Haggadah's Birchas Yaivetz gives is that for many centuries in Europe, due to anti-Semitism, there were decrees that Jews weren't allowed to own land. So if you give a bracha to the Balabais, that, you know, his nechosim should be matzliach, it's almost like loeg larosh, you're making fun of him. What nechosim? He's not allowed to own any nechosim. So therefore, for whatever reason, this bracha sort of went out of fashion, became less popular, but it certainly brought in the Gemara and brought in Shulchan Aruch, and it's had in recent years a reappearance. The importance of bracha is absolutely clear because the Gemara in bracha is a bit later. Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph says, "Shleisha Dvarim Mekatz from Yom of Vishnoisa Shel Adam." There are three things which can abbreviate the life of a person, can shorten the life of a person. Number one, Mishen Meistim LeSefer Torah Likros VeEina Kaira. Someone who is called up for an aliyah and he doesn't go, he refuses to go. The Torah is Kehem Chayeinu V'Erech Yomeinu, and you're sort of detaching yourself from it. So therefore, Makatz from Yom HaVishnesu Shel Adam. The second one is, Kheishal Bracha L'Varech V'Einu Mavarech, which Rashi explains means, HaMavarech Birchas HaMozim, Mavarech L'Balabais. He's offered to bench, and therefore has the opportunity to say the Yerotzen and to bench the Balabais, and he declines doing so. And lastly, is someone who is Manhig Atzmeh Barabonus, he behaves in an arrogant fashion. Now, therefore, you see that declining benching and not saying this bracha for the Balabais could be very devastating. However, the Kaf HaChaim says that since nowadays everyone says this bracha, in other words, not just the person who's leading benching, but everyone, any guest at the home of the Balabais should say the bracha. He therefore says, the Kaf HaChaim says that it's not a problem to turn down the kibbutz to lead the benching, since everyone will anyway say it. And indeed, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Siman Reish Aleph Sif Gimel that Pashutu Da'achshav Shekol Echad Mevorech Berachas Hamazon Mechuyev Kol Oireach Mevorech Bracha Zu Af Shelokib De Balabayis Berachas Hamazon. Even if you're leading benching, one should still say the Yiratzon and not just the person leading benching. There is, however, a view, a minority view, it's brought in the Haggadah Shel Pesach of Mebeis Levi, that even now there's only one person, the person leading benching, should say this Yiratzon, because that was the nature of the original Takana. However, most poskim say that everyone says this bracha. Interestingly, when I was researching this topic, I saw that the Shulchan Aruch Harav, sorry, the Mishnah Brura says, and the Magen Avraham, based on the Magen Avraham, that even family members say it at their own parents' table. Now, that was a big chiddush for me. In other words, you've got a regular family sitting down together. The kids can say it in honor of the Balabais. The Mishnah Brura says, Misha Yirtza b'mnei beiso v'yivorech gamkein l'balabayis, absolutely fine. And the Magen Avraham says that Peshitta, he says, that the b'nei bayis are gamkein, gamheim orchim l'inyin zeh. And Rabbi Yashiv is quoted in Vezois HaBracha that even children who are soymech al shulchanai, who are, you know, dependent on the parents for their own food and sustenance, they should also make this bracha. The Mishnah Brura does say that a guest who pays for his food does not make the bracha. So if you're staying, you know, in somebody's home or guest house where the Baal Habayis or Baalas Habayis is cooking and providing the food and you're paying for it, then the Mishnah Brura says you don't need to. Ein sorech levarich the Baal Habayis. I suppose you can if you want to. There's no reason not to. There's no harm in doing it. But there's no chiyuv to do so. Also, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that it does not apply if the Baal Habayis is not there, or if all the people happen to be balabatim sitting together, then one doesn't get singled out. However, food to go. In other words, let's say, for example, the balabais provided food. You stayed at somebody's house and, you stayed at somebody's house and that balabais provided food for you to take home on the journey home. So you went to Manchester for a couple of days and you stayed overnight and then you left, I don't know, on a Monday morning. And then on Monday, you're going back by train and the balabais provided some food for you. So eating the food of the balabais, even not in his presence, the Mekor Chaim, which is the Chavos Yoeh, says you should make the bracha. And it's interested, by Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned that Rabbi Herschel Schechter, the great Pesach in America, said that his practice is that if someone gives him food, even if he's eating in his own home, then he would still say the Yiratzon to bless the person who gave him the food. So, for example, if someone gave him some, you know, very beautiful matzahs for Pesach, Mahadrin matzahs for Pesach, and Rav Schechter used them as his own seder, for example, then at the Birchas HaMazon that he would make, he would actually say the Yiratzon in his own home to bench the person who had given him that food. Final thoughts, when do you actually say it? So, very interestingly, because this source, the Makaris for saying this bracha is very early, it's a Gemara in Brachas, the Evan HaEzel, the Bris Zalman Meltzer, and indeed the Bris Gerov, they said that the practice was to say it immediately after Arich HaStreinu. And indeed, that is what he was made to do. However, the Machzor Vitri, and that seems to be the contemporary practice, is that we say it at the end of benching, where it says it in the bench at the Harachamon. And one final thing, the Siddur Tefillah Chassidei Ashkenaz says, Shele Yevosh Balabayis Hazer Velo Sikolin Baalas Habayis Hazer, which is a nice thing to do, I suppose, to include the Baalas Habayis. Normally we say Balabayis, it means the household and the family. But in the Siddur Tefillah Chassidei Ashkenaz, he singles out the Baalas Habayis. Just tell you one anecdote, I've just reminded myself that a very good friend of mine one time was on business traveling in Europe. And he was away for Shabbos, and the Rav of an old Rav of the town invited him to eat with him on Friday night. My friend was tired, exhausted, business travel, and at the end of the long Friday night meal, he came to benching, and he was honored to lead the benching. And the Balabais, the Balabais was very makbid that he had a bencher which says the Yiratzon. And my friend, stumbled over the words. He said, Yiratzon shelo yevosh Balabais b'olam hazeh, that he shouldn't be embarrassed in this world. And instead of saying "v'lo yikolim lo'ilim haboy," he shouldn't be embarrassed in the world to come, he said by mistake "yirotzin shloivish balabais ben mazer v'lo yikonei lo'ilim haboy," and he shouldn't enter the world to come. And the Rav naturally got very upset and said, no, quickly say it again. So either way, it's a very beautiful bracha. And it's sourced in Gemara Brachas Daf Mem Vav Mem Aleph. We said the Avodah and others say that it has a smach, v'chalto, v'sovato, v'irachto, es Hashem Elokecha. S is Lerabos, the Balabais. So there is a smach for that. Why did it fall out of fashion in recent years? A couple of suggestions, because maybe it was substituted for the later Rahman, which seems a bit difficult. Others say perhaps because there was a time in Europe where we weren't allowed to own land, and therefore it was like Loeg LaRoche making fun of the person that his assets and property should succeed. He wasn't allowed to have any. The importance of the bracha is clear because the Gemara in Brachas Nun Hei says that it's Mekatzrin Yadav Shel Adam if a person refuses to leave benching and therefore say this bracha. However, the Kaf HaChaim says it doesn't apply nowadays because everyone anyway says it. It seems to be that even family members say it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say based on the Magen Avraham, and that is what Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as saying. What constitutes a guest? Well, a guest paying for his food does not need to say it, the Mishnah Berurah says. It does not apply if the Balabais is not there, or if indeed if they're all Balabatim. However, the food to go, eating food the Balabais, however, the Chavos Yair says, does require a bracha. When to say it, the contemporary practice is to say it at the very end of benching, where the benchers have it, although the Evan Ha'ezel, this is on Melts and the Briskerov, would say it after Ali Chasreinu, because it's an extension of the fourth bracha, and it has more sort of earlier origins than the Horachmons, which were instituted later. Okay, Atkan the Halachashe.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.